You've reached the right place, a destination called Seoul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed stool of soul music, yeah.
1978 disco music from Lucy Hawkins, talking about Lady of the Night, which was on the flip side of Gotta Get Out of Here, which was a popular mixing record in the early days of hip-hop. But I want to celebrate Miss Lucy Hawkins. That was definitely a hot record back in the 70s. It was on the Sound of Disco Records. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. This is Professor T Love coming at you once again, giving you some classic soul and new R&B. And I'm going to bring you another classic that's going to blow your mind. Something that is a throwback again to the late 70s. A lot of hot music came out in that period. Going to give you some music from this Miami-based band called T Connection. They had this hot groove, which was a hot hip-hop groove back in the days, called Groove to Get Down. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah. Thank you.
some Miami soul from T Connection. You know, this was from 1977. This group, this song, was heavily sampled due to its inclusion on the 1986 album Ultimate Breaks and Beats series. The group members include the brothers Theophilus T and Kirkwood Coakley, plus Monty Brown, David Mackey, and Anthony Flowers, and drummer Berkeley Van Bird, who is now deceased. But this group was pretty hot. They had this song called Let Nobody Tell You What To Do. You gotta beat it up, judge and the jury too. That was one of the songs. And they had this other song that I thought was fire called On Fire. But this group was pretty popular in the late 70s. A lot of the groups that came out of Miami, that Miami TK disco sound, Herman Kelly, Foxy, T Connection, Betty Wright. There's a lot of groups that came out of Miami, gave you that mommy sound. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we're going to go up north to Georgia, to Atlanta, Georgia. But this group was based out of Brooklyn, New York. But this song was killer in Atlanta, Georgia in 1980 and throughout the country. From this legendary funk band from Brooklyn, New York, Fatback Band, talking about backstroking. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi there. This is Kathy Cousins. If you want to listen to classic soul and independent R&B music, you've reached the right place. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
This time it took for loving you.
stuff. Tighten Up on Your Backstroke. That album was from 1980. Off the album called Hot Box. That song, Girl, You Got a Hot Box. That album was fly. Still got that album. So, which is, you know, definitely, if you can, get your hands on that album. It's a hot album. Hot funk album from 1980. And we celebrate the Fatback Band right here on A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, going to give you some hot music from Esther Williams, who had that song Last Night Changed It All, I Really Had a Ball. But in the 80s, she had this hot single that was remixed by Larry Levan, legendary house music DJ from Paradise Garage. We celebrate Larry Levan, and we definitely celebrate Miss Esther Williams with her single called I'll Be Your Pleasure. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jive York, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Terry Ferguson.
Listen to A Bowl of Soul.
I'll Be Your Pleasure from 1981. Esther Williams talking about I'll Be Your Pleasure. That was off the album called Inside of Me on RCA Records. That was a very popular song in 1981. It was remixed, like I said, by the legendary Larry Levan. And it was a popular song in Paradise Garage, very popular place that no longer exists here in New York City. But it was the place to be if you wanted to get your boogie on, you wanted to party all night long with R&B classics. And some of those R&B classics became house music classics. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. I'm Professor T. Love coming at you once again. I am broadcasted on the Progressive Radio Network on www.prn.fm. You can catch A Bowl of Soul on Live 365, giving you 365 days of soul, 24 hours of the day, 7 days of the week. It's A Bowl of Soul. You can download my podcast on abowlofsoul.com. You can also catch me on iHeartRadio. And also, you can tune in to A Bowl of Soul on the Surrey Hills Soul Train in United Kingdom. Coming up next, got a funk classic from this legendary band that used to be the backup band for Otis Redding, the Bar K's. A lot of the members of the Bar K's were killed with Otis Redding in 1967 when the plane crashed in the lake near Wisconsin. Only one member survived out of that crash, and that member continued on with the new Bar K's. So giving you some funk, yet again, we're still in the 1980s, early 1980s, giving you the Holy Ghost. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is Marion Marie, and you're listening to Worldwide Soul Music on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
giving you some funk from the Barqués. And like I said, the Barqués are an American soul, R&B, and funk group formed in 1966. The group had chart singles like Soul Finger, which was a Hot 100 number 17 hit, number 3 on the R&B charts for the Billboard in 1967. They had a single called Son of Shaft, which was very popular in 1972, R&B number 10, and Boogie Body Land, R&B number 7 in 1980. And like I said, a lot of the members, you know, initially they were the backing session group for Stax Records, and they were chosen by Otis Redding to play as his backing band. And they were tutored for that role by Al Jackson, legendary Al Jackson, who was the drummer for Booker T and the MGs, Booker T Jones, and the other members of the Booker T and the MGs on December 10th, 1967. Redding and four members of the band, Jimmy King, born June 8th, 1949, guitar, Ronnie Caldwell, born December 27th, 1948, electric organ, Phelan Jones, born 1948, saxophone, and Carl Cunningham, born 1948, on drums, and their partner, Matthew Kelly, died when their plane crashed into Lake Monona near Madison, Wisconsin. And the trumpeter, Ben Cawley, like I said, was the only survivor of the crash. Bassist James Alexander was on another plane, as the plane carrying Redding held only 7 passengers. And like I said, most of those members of the Barqués were killed with Otis Redding during that time. And it's like, you know, they talked about when Buddy Holly died and the Big Bopper died, the music died, rock and roll died. Well, when Otis Redding and the Barqués died, it's like soul music died in 1967. And it definitely left a hole in Stax Records. So we celebrate the Barqués with Holy Ghost. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for a bowl of soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
That was from Shades of Love. Now, this is interesting. I didn't know that this song consisted of singer Melissa Morgan. Now, this song was originally entered into the dance charts in 1982, where it peaked at number 26. And then it was remixed in 1995. And, you know, really the whole group was Melissa Morgan. And this song was produced by Patrick Adams, who worked with Black Ivory and very legendary house music, R&B producer right here in New York City. And the song was written by Lonnie Johnson and Patrick Adams. And we celebrate Shades of Love right here, giving you some high energy R&B. Coming up next, we got a great classic from yet another New York-based R&B group, Sky, talking about High. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is John Kerry. And if you love old school music and new R&B, you pick the best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. We'll be right back.
some classic R&B from 1980 off of the album called Skyway. This was recorded on South Soul Records. This came off the album High called Skyway from the group Sky. Very popular group. Group was produced by Randy Muller, who was a member of Brass Construction. We celebrate Sky right here on A Bowl of Soul. Just want to give you a mention about a new song coming out by a fabulous artist who is releasing a new single on August 4th. And the premiere of the song will be on Zoom. You know, we have to do things differently now. We can't have like visible showcases, you know, like what we used to have. So now people are doing different ways to showcase their music. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's the way we have to go in these days of COVID. And definitely we want to make sure we support artists that are trying to do things differently during COVID. And I'm going to mention some more information about this artist that's doing a showcase on August 4th. And you get to hear her new single. All right. So coming up next, we got some new music from Mesa talking about Loving You Is Easy. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Brown eyes, straight to my heart. Ooh, the way you got me feeling, you blew my mind, straight from the start. Oh, your touch is so healing. Tonight, a man like you
is my weakness. Loving you is easy. This is from Mesa, new music for 2020. This is off of Blue Velvet Soul Records. Make sure you support Mesa. You know, she's a excellent, excellent chanteuse. She's mostly sold on most platforms. Check her out on iTunes, Apple Music. Definitely check her out on Amazon.com. So support Mesa with her new single called Loving You Is Easy. And like I said, on August 4th, Tuesday, August 4th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, R&B songstress Elaine Essential will be doing a video release party for the new single, Everyday Love. Make sure you catch up with Elaine Essential. Will be done on Zoom. The Zoom ID is 885-0380-6450. And it will be hosted by Chandra Gore. And definitely catch up with Elaine Essential doing the video release party for her new single, Everyday Love. Coming up next, giving you some soul from Birmingham, Alabama. Giving you some southern soul from Little Kim Stewart. Some new music talking about I Am Living My Life. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Yeah. Y'all want to know about me? Let me tell you about it. My life when things get
you some Southern Soul from Lil' Kim for 2020, Lil' Kim Stewart, from Mr. Tony Gideon, who is the president and CEO of Sound Minds Records from Birmingham, Alabama, giving you some of that Southern deep-fried soul. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and I'm going to leave you with Loving You is Easy. New music from Executive Brass featuring Tony Lindsay. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Brown eyes, straight to my heart. Ooh, the way you got me feeling, you blew my mind, straight from the start. Oh, your touch is so healing.
My apologies to you all. I guess it sounded good enough to play twice. Well, this is the end of A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music. This is Professor T Love. I hope you enjoyed this segment of A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you catch up with A Bowl of Soul on the Surrey Hills Soul Train. My man, give a big up to Mr. Nigel Thomas for inviting A Bowl of Soul to be on his fabulous radio network. And I am in good company with a lot of great DJs, including Will Downing. So we celebrate Surrey Hills Soul Train. And definitely thanks for giving A Bowl of Soul a shot on your network. Make sure you catch up with A Bowl of Soul on live365.com. 24 hours of soul, 7 days of the week. Make sure you download my podcast on www.abowlofsoul.com. Make sure you like my Facebook page. Just go to A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music. I want to tell you, thank you to the listeners in Germany. They've definitely been tuning in to A Bowl of Soul. I understand they have a heavy R&B movement going on in Germany. Now, one day I will get there, and hopefully maybe I can do a nice showcase there. You know, you got to put the things in the air about what you want, you know, and definitely come to the United Kingdom to do a beautiful showcase as well. Definitely follow me on Instagram, Professor, P-R-O-F, T Love, baby. You know, definitely follow me on Instagram as well. And definitely go to linktr.ee/ A Bowl of Soul. And when you go there, you'll be able to support A Bowl of Soul. If you like supporting independent media, definitely support A Bowl of Soul. Also, you can buy A Bowl of Soul t-shirts as well. And definitely make sure you tune in to A Bowl of Soul as well, because I repeat the broadcast on Live 365. I usually play the broadcast at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. So definitely that's Eastern Standard Time. And make sure you catch A Bowl of Soul on the Progressive Radio Network is where I got my start. And I definitely want to give a shout out to Gary Noll for having A Bowl of Soul on the Progressive Radio Network for 8 years. You know, again, it started with me pitching an idea to him. And I told him, you know, I know you like R&B because you play it on your station. And next thing you know, I have my own radio broadcast on a Progressive Radio Network. So I definitely thank Gary Noll for giving me that opportunity to get my foot in the door. I just want to tell you, just be safe out there. On Thursday, we had the funeral of John Lewis, a man that stood for integrity. He stood for truth, and he was on the front lines fighting for civil rights, not only for blacks, but for all. Some of the things that now civil rights legislation stands on the shoulders of. And one thing that really brought me to tears is he wrote an op-ed column before he died, and it was published in the New York Times. And he basically read his own epitaph, and he basically said that, you know, I may not be here, but we have to carry on the struggle for voting rights, for civil rights, for rights for all, because the struggle continues. And he said it gave him great joy to see Black Lives Matter still doing some of the same things that he did as a young 20-year-old when he was marching with Dr. King, who was his mentor. So we celebrate the legacy of Mr. John Lewis. He is the last of the great civil rights leaders that have left us now. And a lot of them, they're gone, you know. But we celebrate and we treasure his memory. He was given full honors, like he was a soldier, because he was. He was a soldier on the front lines for people. So I leave you with that. Make sure you wear your mask. Make sure you take care, check after people, look after one another, and love on one another. And make sure that you understand that during this time is also a time for self-reflection. So tune in again next week. Going to give you some great classic soul and new R&B. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.